Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
President Trump is clear. Out of the gate, we're concentrating on public safety threats and national security threats. What politician, whether you're a mayor or governor, is saying, no, I want public safety threats to remain in my community? I mean, give me a break.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Our friend Genevieve Wood back with us from the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, how are you this morning?
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, Tom Holman is changing minds across America. I saw where Eric Adams yesterday said, I can't wait to sit down with him. Call me what you want, but I'm going to protect my community. I think it's fascinating. Yeah. I think it's fascinating to see the impact Donald Trump has had 40 days before he gets sworn in as president. I mean, it's something else.
But changing minds, changing hearts, importantly, changing behaviors. You're right, whether it's mayors like Mayor Adams in New York City or whether it's illegal immigrants that are here that are already beginning to say, you know what, maybe I need to rethink the situation. And either I need to deport myself and make it easier on myself and decide where I want to go, or I wait around and let Donald Trump do it. But what it is showing is that people actually believe him. And it shows that policies and what you state about a policy impacts people. I mean, the reason people have been coming here is because they've known the Biden and Harris administration have said, come on in. I mean, that's what their actions have shown. They haven't put the sign up, but basically their actions and policies have said, come on in. If you do, you will be able to stay, and we're not going to do anything about it, except we're going to give you housing and meal tickets and all sorts of other goodies. So, you know, as I've always said, people coming here illegally are not stupid people. Many of them are probably very good people who just want a better life for themselves.
Right.
But instead of having to do it the right way, have been given the easier path. And guess what? They took it. Now they're realizing, because they're not dumb, that maybe that easy path isn't going to be so easy after all. And they're also seeing, we just had a story on this in the Daily Signal, a new poll out showing more Americans today are supporting Trump putting forth a deportation plan and making it a priority than they were even before the election.
Yeah.
So I think people are also seeing it's not just him. It's like the American people want this.
And they're not just, and I don't know whether to be happy or sad about this. Some are self-deporting. Others are fleeing to Chicago and New York and these places that are claiming they're going to be sanctuary cities. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Well, because I think, you know, at least maybe I'll get a longer time here. But again, if you listen to Tom Holman, and I take the man at his word, I've been around Tom several times over the last like 4 to 7 years. And this man doesn't mess around.
No, no.
He's very serious about his job and his work.
Right.
And he's very clear on what the law is. And the law says you cannot use police officers to try to stop federal officers from doing their job.
Even Eric,
and so the mayor of Denver wants to try to do that, he's going to run into some trouble.
I think even, you know, some of these Democrats are coming around. Like you said, these polls are showing that more and more people are seeing this as a good thing for our country. The mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, was talking about this yesterday, saying, I'm going to work with President Trump. I think this is something that we need to do. We need to get these illegals out of here, especially if they've committed crimes. Forget this whole sanctuary city nonsense that some of these mayors, like the Denver mayor you just mentioned, Genevieve, are trying to play that card, saying we're going to protect them.
Yeah.
Put me in jail.
Well, and you know, the mayor is one thing, but I mean, what about the citizens of these cities? I mean, the citizens of Chicago, of Denver, of New York, these are the very people that are seeing some of the worst crimes committed by illegal immigrants. They're the ones seeing their streets taken over, their hotels, the housing going up. They're the ones seeing some of the worst of it because they're sanctuary cities, and that's where a lot of these illegal immigrants have gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the mayors are going to have a tough time maybe with their own citizens getting cooperation on this.
Yeah, you know, another article I spotted in the Daily Signal yesterday was the one about DEI and how it might actually have made America meaner.
Yeah, you know, the amazing thing is, isn't it amazing when you have to spend money on a study to find out what everybody with common sense already knows?
Thank you.
If you teach everybody around you that everybody around you is a racist, guess what? Everybody around you starts thinking everybody's a racist, and they start treating each other worse. I mean, which is basically what this new study shows. I would encourage people to go read it. And what's also interesting about it, the New York Times and Bloomberg were apparently all set up to report on this new study until the findings came out. And then all of a sudden, no interest in the study, and they decided at the highest levels of their editorial board chain not to talk about it. But it's a very basic study where they, you know, have control groups, and they have one group read all the kind of DEI, all the big books on DEI and their philosophy and passages from them. And they have another group just read nothing to do with racism articles. Then they give them examples of like students who are applying for universities, and do you see any racism in the application process? And not surprising, those who read all the DEI stuff found out that the admissions officers were racist and that they were anti-Islamic and the whole thing. And it's like, when you go back and read the examples they gave them, there was no mention of race at all.
Yep.
In the example.
It's
because you've been influenced to find it under every bed, right?
Right.
You've been influenced to find it wherever you look. And so people start looking like that. This is bad stuff, and I'm glad a lot of it may be hopefully going away.
Genevieve Wood, thank you. I direct people to heritage.org or dailysignal.com. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark, Kim.
Yep, take care. We appreciate it. Always love having you on.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country. And those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain. And that matters because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.